What is that?
Sanskrit.
Huh?
Sanskrit.
Bhagavat? So from the very beginning, Om Namo Bhagavate Janmadasya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Janmadi
Janmadi
Asya
Asya
Jata
Jata
Anayat
Anayat
Itaratas
Itaratas
Chartesu
Chartesu
Abhigya
Abhigya
Sarat
Sarat
Tini
Tini
Brahma
Brahma
Rida
Rida
Ya
Ya
Adi,
Adi,
Kavayi,
Kavayi,
Mayanti,
Mayanti,
Jat,
Jat,
Suraya,
Suraya,
Tejo,
Tejo,
Bari,
Bari,
Mridam,
Mridam,
Jatha,
Jatha,
Vinimayo,
Vinimayo,
Jatra,
Jatra,
Tri,
Tri,
Sargo,
Sargo,
Mrisha,
Mrisha,
Dhamna,
Dhamna,
Sina,
Sina,
Sada,
Sada,
Nirasta,
Nirasta,
Kuhakam,
Kuhakam,
Chatyam,
Chatyam,
Param,
Param,
Dhimai,
Dhimai.
Like that. Yeah.
Now,
first of all, let them practice. Janamadi,
Janamadi,
Asya,
Asya,
Jatu,
Jatu,
Annaya,
Annaya,
Itaratas,
Itaratas,
Chartesu,
Chartesu,
Avigya,
Avigya,
Sarat,
Sarat,
Tini,
Tini,
Brahma,
Brahma,
Rida,
Rida,
Ya,
Ya,
Adi,
Adi,
Kavai,
Kavai,
Muihanti,
Muihanti,
Ya,
Ya,
Suraya,
Suraya,
Teja,
Teja,
Bari,
Bari,
Mridam,
Mridam,
Jatha,
Jatha,
Vinimayo,
Vinimayo,
Jatra,
Jatra,
Tisargo,
Tisargo,
Mrisha,
Mrisha,
Dhamna,
Dhamna,
Sena,
Sena,
Sada,
Sada,
Nirastya,
Nirastya,
Kuhakam,
Kuhakam,
Chatyam,
Chatyam,
Param,
Param,
Dhimai,
Dhimai.
Read like that.
Janmadi,
Janmadi,
Asya,
Asya,
Jato,
Anaya, Itaratas,
Chartesu,
Abhigya,
Sarat,
Tene,
Brahma,
Vida,
Ja,
Adi,
Kavaye,
Mayanti,
Yat,
Suraya,
Tejo,
Bari,
Mridam,
Yatha,
Vinimayo,
Yatra,
Tri,
Sarago,
Misha,
Ramna,
Sena,
Sada,
Nirasta,
Guhakam,
Satyam,
Param,
Dhimahi,
again.
Janmani Asya Yato Anvaya Itaratas Chateshu Abhigya Sara Tene Brahma Vida
for you as it is spelling abhijna or abhijna as you like. Yes.
Tene
Brahma
Vida
Yat
Adi
Kavaye
Mayanti Yat
Suraya
Deja
Bari
Mridam
Yata Binimayo
Yatra
Tri
Sargo
Amrisa
Damna
Sena
Sada
Nirastya
Kuhakam
Satyam
Param
Dimai.
Thank you. Business and Maharaj.
Janmadi.
Janmadi.
Asya.
Asya.
Yato.
Yato.
Vidyat.
Vidyat.
Taratas.
Taratas.
Taratisu.
Taratisu.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Sa.
Sarat.
Ra.
Tine.
Tine.
Rama.
Brahma.
Vida,
Ya,
Adi,
Kavaye,
Kavaye,
not Kavaye,
Muyanti,
Jat,
Suraya,
Teja,
Bari,
Medam,
Yatha,
Vinimayo,
Yatra,
Tri,
Sargo,
Mahisha,
Dhamna,
Sena,
Sada,
Nirasya,
Kuhakam
Satyam
Satyam
Param
Param
Dhimahi
Dhimahi.
Karanda Prabhu.
Janamadi Asya Jato
Aryat
Itaratas Chartesu Avijna
Sara
Tene Brahma Pita Ya Adi Kavaye Uyanti Ya Suraya Tejo Bari Mrida Yato Minimayo Yatra Sri Sarva Amrisa Dhamna Shina Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Sakyam Param Dhimahi. Janamadi Asya
Jato
Vyad
Karatas
Sarteshu
Abhigya
Sarat
Tene
Brahma
Vida
Vya
Adi
Kavaye
Muhyanti
Yat
Suraya
Tejo
Bari
Mridam
Yata
Vinimayo
Yatra
Isargo
Hamsa
Yamna
Sena
Sada
Nirasta
Kuhakam
Satyam
Param
Dhimahi.
Anymore? Anyone else?
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Janamadasya jato annayat taratascharthi savigya sarat.
Janamadasya jato annayat taratascharthi
savigya sarat. Tini brahma ridaja adikavai mayanti jasuraya.
Tini brahma ridaja.
Tejo bari midang jathavinimayo jatsatisargo mrisha.
Tejo bari midang jathavinimayo jatsatisargo mrisha.
Dhamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi.
Dhamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate.
Janamadasya jato unnayadi taratascharthi savigya sarat.
Janamadasya jato unnayadi taratascharthi savigya sarat.
Tini brahmridajayadi kavai mayanti jasuraya.
Tini brahmridajayadi kavai mayanti jasuraya.
Tejo bari midanga jathavinimayo jatsati sargam mrisha.
Tejo bari vidamita vidimayo yatrasasargo mrisha.
Dhamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi.
Dhamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi.
So, if you chant these mantras at least one in one day, your life will be glorious. This mantra, Bhagavat mantra, not only Bhagavat, every Vedic literature is a mantra. Transcendental sound. So, practice resounding this mantra. So we have taken so much labor to put in diacritic mark all the words, word meaning. Utilize it. I don't think that these books are only for sale. If you go to sell these books and if some customer says you pronounce it, then what you'll do? And then you'll understand you are for selling, not for understanding. What do you think? So therefore it is necessary now. We have got nice books. Each and every slok, verse, should be pronounced. Therefore we have given this original verse in Sanskrit. It's the transliteration with diacritic mark. These marks are universally accepted among the scholars. So all the scholars from Sanskrit, they agreed to use this mark for pronouncing Sanskrit language. Sanskrit language is very important, honored all over the world, especially in Germany. They are very much fond of the Sanskrit. There are many German scholars who can speak in Sanskrit language for hours. They are so serious student of Sanskrit. One of my godbrother, he's now in Sweden. He used to speak that when one Indian student used to come to our country from London, in British days, Indians would go to London and he would take a degree there and would become a big man. That was the system. So while coming back home, naturally they used to visit other European countries. So in Germany, they used to test the Indian student how far he knew about his own culture. So this, my godbrother, his name was Ernst Schulje, now he's Sadananda Swami. So he said that as soon as we saw that the student did not know anything of his Indian culture, we immediately rejected it. That is useless. So if those who are Indians, especially present in this meeting, that if you want to glorify your country, then you present this Vedic literature. You cannot excel the Western countries by so-called technological knowledge. That is not possible. They are far advanced, 100 years advanced. Whatever machine you may discover, that machine was discovered 100 years ago in Western countries. So you can earn anything. So if you want Indians to glorify your country, then present this Vedic culture, heart and soul. And just like I am trying to do it. So how people are accepting it? There is substance. Before me, so many Swamis came in this country, they could not present the real thing. They wanted some money and went there. That's all. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is not that. We want to give something to the Western countries. That is our purpose. Not we have come to beg, we have to give him something. That is my mission. They come here to beg, give me rice, give me dal, give me wheat, give me money. But I have come here to give something of Indian culture. That is the difference. So, you, European, American students, you take full advantage of this Vedic culture. I am therefore so much laboring hard that before my leaving this body, I may give you some books which you can enjoy after my death. So utilize it. Utilize it. Read every slope nicely. Try to understand the meaning. Discuss amongst yourself. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is our mission. Nasta praeshu avadreshu nittam bhagavata sevaya. Abhadra, we have got so many dirty things within our heart. So these dirty things can be cleansed simply by Krishna consciousness. There is no other method. Sinnatang sakata krishna punna savana kirtana ridyantyasthya vadrani vidhunati suhissatam nastaprayeshu avadreshu nittang bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashti. This is the process. Sinnatang sakata krishna. Krishna is within your heart. Krishna is trying to help you from within and from without. From without, he is presenting his form in this temple. You can take the advantage of serving him. He is sending his representative, spiritual master, to speak you directly about Krishna. And he is ready to help you from within as Paramatma. Krishna is so kind. He wants that you are all suffering in this material existence. Krishna comes as he is. And he canvasses. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. So, Bhagavata Sevaya, Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya, cleansing the heart, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. This is the process. We are part and parcel of God, Krishna. So, we are pure. We have become impure on account of material contamination. So we have to purify ourselves. And the process is to hear about Krishna. That's all. Sinnathang sakata krishna punna savana kirtana ridyantasthya avadrani vidhunati suhisata. This temple, this ISKCON centers are open just to give everyone the chance of hearing about Krishna so that his dirty heart may be cleansed. This is the purpose. We have no other purpose. We are not opening these centers for some material benefit. No. We want to give to the whole world the spiritual enlightenment, without which they are suffering. And this human form of body is especially meant for this purpose, to understand our spiritual position. Janmadasya jataha, that is the first Vedanta Sutra. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra philosophy was expounded by Vyasadeva Mahamuni. And thinking that in future so many fools and rascals
will misuse the Vedanta Sutra as so-called Vedantist and send all people to hell. Therefore, he personally wrote this commentary on Vedanta Sutra, this Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhasyam Brahma Sutrana Vidartha Parivinghitam. This is Bhasya. Bhasya means commentary. Therefore, he begins from the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasyajataha athāta brahma jigyāsa jīvasya tattva jigyāsa jīvasya tattva jigyāsa jīva. Those who are conditioned soul, their only business is to inquire about self-realization. The piling of woods and stone is not advanced civilization. My Guru Maharaj used to say, kat patharer mistri. If you are simply engaged how to have a skyscraper building, then we become craftsmen only, how to handle woods and stones, that's all. So much success. But what we'll do with these woods and stones? You are spirit soul. Woods and stone will not give you any pleasure. That is not possible. You are not wood and stone. You are spirit soul. You must have spiritual food. Therefore, in America especially, despite all material opulences, there you are becoming confused and frustrated and disappointed. Because woods and stone will not satisfy you. You must have spiritual food. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Thanking you very much.